Welcome to Chew It with Pruitt, the regularly released podcast where your host, Kenny Pruitt, talks to people he knows about stuff that matters to them, all while hopefully making some new friends along the way. Join in on the conversation via email, contact@chewitpruitt.com, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @ChewItPruitt, or literally let your voice be heard at 507-407-CHEW. He has a high school diploma and a microphone, so you might as well listen. He's Kenny, and this is his podcast.
All right, so I'm here with my good friend, Matt DeLuca. And we are starting a journey, an 8-movie journey to Jigsaw, the newest release in the Saw franchise. For those of you that aren't familiar with Saw, well, if you listen to this in the next 9 episodes, you'll be familiar with it, and hopefully you follow along with us. Matt, why don't you tell the people a little bit about you if they don't know who you are.
A little bit about me. Well, like you said, my name is Matt. I work for Nabisco.
Nabisco.
Have one kid. I not a movie buff like some of my friends, but the Saw series seems to rope me in when it comes out randomly.
Yeah, Matt and I have a very interesting relationship when it comes to the Saw franchise. So if I'm honest with myself, most everybody that listens to this podcast knows both Matt and me. But maybe somebody hasn't, or maybe people just don't know the history that we have with the Saw franchise. So to give a little bit of a backstory, we're just going to set this up. Matt and I were roommates right after I graduated high school. 3 months later, I moved in with Matt and lived with him for 3-4 years, basically up until the point that he got married. So in that time, this is going back to, I graduated in 2006, back when both Hollywood Video and Blockbuster still existed. And we made a habit of at least once a year, when they would do their buy two, get three free used movie sales, we would go and Matt would buy two and get three free, and I would buy two and get three free. So we would come away with like 10 new movies, and inevitably, since there was a new Saw movie released every single year, one of those 10 movies, whether it was Matt or me getting it, was the new Saw movie. And then instead of watching just the new Saw movie, we would watch all of them because we had all of them. So we would go back and start at the beginning, watch to the new one. We did that for all the Saws until the, well, now the second to most recent one, Saw 3D, we decided, okay, if it's in 3D, this was going back, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, yeah, we need to go see that in theaters. So we had a Saw marathon, because this was still before we had kids, where you might have had Maddie at that point, but I didn't have any kids. And we had a big Saw marathon, basically, in one day. I'm pretty sure in one day or over the course of like 2 days, we watched all 6 Saw movies leading up to then going and seeing the 7th Saw movie in theaters. Now, fast forward to today, we find out there's a new movie, Jigsaw. Our life situations are much different now. We're family men. Don't have the ability to dedicate an entire day to watching the entire Saw series. So over the next few months, we're going to get together when we can, watch a Saw movie, talk about it a little bit, and then once Jigsaw is out on video, watch the 8th installment in the franchise.
Now, looking at the Regal app, I have very low expectations.
Okay.
For Jigsaw.
For Jigsaw.
It's got one showing.
Okay.
On Lancaster. This is, that's not a good sign.
No, it's not. That's not a good sign.
Two in Corvallis.
Okay. Okay. What's, did it give the Rotten Tomatoes?
Is that on, can you find that on the app?
I don't know. It's probably,
I bet I can Google it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's in the teens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Six point one on IMDb.
Out of 10, that's higher than I would expect, honestly.
It's true. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 33.
Okay, that's about in line with what I was kind of thinking.
And Roger Ebert, 2.5 out of 4.
Really? Above for 50, Jigsaw?
Above 50%. Yeah.
Huh. Well, let's before, so we currently have the first movie, Saw. It's currently paused at 6 seconds in. Haven't started it yet. Before we jump in and watch this first movie, let's give a quick rundown of like what, just what we remember of the franchise going into this, what our expectations are in entering into this journey to Jigsaw.
I don't really remember what the other movies are about. I can remember like specific, like the first one is probably the best one, and just the ending, how the guy just kind of,
the first one, in my opinion, if there was only one Saw movie, it was just Saw and they never made any sequels, in my opinion, would be like just a great singular movie. In my opinion, the original one is tainted by all of the additional movies that were made. I can remember like certain scenes that don't take place in the first one, but I have no idea which movie,
right?
Whether it was the second one or the fifth one, I don't know.
Right.
But
yeah, me too.
Like, there's certain moments that stick out in my mind. Like, I can never erase that from my memory. But I have no idea where it takes place in the storyline. I have no idea where it takes place in the context of which movie. The other thing that really I remember about the Saw franchise is that, like, it's so complicated. Because, like, the main villain, Jigsaw, dies in like the third movie or something. So like they have more movies with Jigsaw dead than alive.
Yeah.
Which makes it super weird because you have to kind of retroactively go back and explain like, oh, while he was alive, he was training this person to train on his leg, you know, carry on his legacy. Oh, and this person. So it gets a little crazy. I did read, kind of leading up to this, like one article that was just kind of explaining like the complicated timeline and like how that kind of is like what makes the Saw franchise unique is that there's no supernatural element to it. He's just a regular dude who actually dies, doesn't come back to life. You know, it's just like, he's just a regular guy. So that, you know, in that regard, I'll give him a little bit of credit.
A little bit.
Like I said, in my opinion, from what I remember, first movie is just a genuine good movie. From there, we'll see how it goes. So we're going to jump in, watch the first movie, and then this is just kind of an introduction to our journey to Jigsaw. And then after each movie, we'll kind of give our thoughts on that film. And then once we've gone through and watched Saw 1 through now 8 with Jigsaw's release. After that, then we'll do a final episode wrapping everything up, and we'll kind of give our order where we rank them 1 through 8 in the series. Any final thoughts before we jump in, Matt?
No. Was it the Saw movies that Jacob couldn't watch?
Yeah, so yeah, we'll give
like
this.
Like, he made
this,
like 10 seconds in.
Yeah, so this will be like our last little story here. So like I said, for me and Matt, we like only ever watched them really with each other. Katie, Matt's wife. Once again, I assume everybody listening to this knows who Katie is, but maybe not. Katie may have occasionally watched one or two with us, but for the most part, this was just our thing, like that we did. Mm-hmm. But then for the last movie, that was the only one we ever saw in theaters, we did invite other people. Like, I know Holly went to that. Kevin, I'm pretty sure, went to that. And Jacob did. And so I remember we were at Cinnabar. Mm-hmm. Jacob ordered food. And I'm like, I don't know if that's it. Like, I don't know if this is like an eating movie. And no joke, we're less than a minute in. He's like, yeah, I can't do this. Stands up and walks out.
Yeah.
And then he literally just sat out there, I think, for the rest of the movie. Yeah, when I told Holly that we were doing this, I was like, you saw the last one with me. And she's like, I don't think I did. And I'm like, no, I know you did. Like, Jacob was there. He walked out on the... She's like, oh yeah, that did happen. So yeah, the last or it's no longer the last one, but the, you know, number 7, the, because it was billed as the final chapter. Obviously we know that's no longer the case. Well, if anyone out there is listening to this as of right now, November 25th, 2017, the entire Saw franchise is currently available, sans Jigsaw, is currently available on Netflix. So follow along with us if you'd like. Until next time, I know I probably blew it, but this is Chew It with Pruitt.